The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Well, here's an update on the monkeys. Officials say one of 43 monkeys bred for medical research that escaped a compound in South Carolina has been recovered.
That's it?
Unharmed. One. Police said in a statement Saturday that many of the others are still located a few yards from the property. Officials say the rhesus macaques made a break for it Wednesday after an employee at the Alpha Genesis facility in Yemisi didn't fully lock a door as she fed and checked on the monkeys. And monkeys are about the size of a cat. Alpha Genesis, federal health officials, and the police all say the monkeys pose no risk to public health.
Well, they always say that.
I guess it's not like a dog where you can hold a little treat.
I was going to say, as long as
come up to you,
you'd think you'd be able to tempt them back with food.
Yeah, maybe they're that shy about people. Hmm. So how do you round up rhesus macaque monkeys?
Well, apparently that's not an easy thing to do because they've only got one of them back.
Apparently throwing a net doesn't work. I don't know what they're doing, but they've only got one out of 43. How about that?
That was the hungriest one.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. One monkey back out of 43. Hopefully get them all back by Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Three NASA astronauts whose prolonged space mission ended with a trip to the hospital last month won't say which one of them got sick. They held a news conference Friday, their first since returning from the International Space Station on October 25th. All three, plus a Russian cosmonaut, were taken to a hospital in Pensacola, Florida, shortly after the SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico. One of the Americans ended up being hospitalized overnight. Crew spent almost 8 months in orbit, longer than expected because of all the trouble with the Boeing Starliner crew capsule and Hurricane Milton. So somebody got sick, but they don't know why or what. What's going on? All right. 614, Steve and Ted. And, I want to say happy birthday to a friend. Chet Tunison's having a birthday. Chet and I played slow pitch softball together on the same team, I don't know, 12, 13 years. Name of the team was the Square Lounge. Chet played third base mostly. Tall guy, about 6'2", thin. And when he was at South High School, when he was a young man, he was a pretty good basketball player. Back to one of those City League stars. So Chet's having a birthday. And if you see him, say, hey, Chet, they were talking about you on the radio. And he's a guy who...
So he's not listening.
Hi, baby. Who knows? But, you know, he's a guy who, for several years, he did not miss Gridiron. I don't know if he still goes, but he loved going to Gridiron. And he enjoyed what you did.
Oh, good.
So here's a good friend of mine.
Do you have a new shirt on?
Yeah.
I've never seen this one before.
Got it. What do you think?
Nice.
Well, see, it's an Under Armour.
It's an Under Armour. Look at you.
I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And I had a choice at the checkout at Kohl's to get this or a bright red one. And I thought, I'm too conservative for bright red.
You didn't want to do the bright red?
No. So I told him up and I said, Shelly, which one? She took the red. So I said, no, I'm taking this one.
Well, this one's like what? Sky blue?
Well,
it's got stripes on it.
It was white in
it. I like it.
Yeah. It's kind of sky blue. Got a little stripe in it there. Look like a zebra. All right. 616, Stephen Ted. We got to talk about that. I had some things happen to me over the weekend I got to share with our listeners coming up. Okay. On this date in 1620, 41 pilgrims aboard the Mayflower anchored off Massachusetts signed the Mayflower Compact calling for a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation. They decided to give themselves a government, I guess, to take care of business there. How many people were in that boat? Do you know, Ted? Less than 100? I don't think it's a very big ship.
It was overcrowded. I know
was
that.
It, was it? Mm. Tough crossing.
Well, it had to be more than 40. It was mostly men and their wives, so I think it was somewhere around double that.
Okay. That's a lot of people.
And crew. I mean, yeah. I think it was close to 100, and I think they were just packed in there pretty rotten conditions.
102 passengers.
Yeah.
There you go. Instant research from Jad.
So, right. You know, 45 of them signed that compact, so they were the ones that were, you know, intending to stay.
Yeah.
So the rest of the crew would have been women and children and crew who are going back to Europe.
Who gets to keep an engagement ring if the wedding is called off? That's kind of an age-old question.
It sure is, yeah.
Well, that's what the highest court in Massachusetts was asked to decide with a $70,000 ring at the center of the dispute. First of all, if somebody spends that money on a wedding ring, they don't deserve to have it back. I'm making a judgment.
Yeah, I think I'm probably with you on that.
The court ultimately ruled Friday that an engagement ring must be returned to the person who purchased it, ending a six-decade state rule that required judges to try to identify who was to blame for end of the relationship.
Yeah, you can't.
How could you do
how
that?
How can you figure that
yeah.
out? Yeah. How can?
That's a lot of pressure to put on a judge to try to figure that out. But, yeah, it's the person who bought it is going to get it back. So, at least in Massachusetts.
Legally, yeah.
In that one state. Yeah. All right, quite a weekend. I don't know where I'm going to start, but on Saturday, I did have the privilege of and pleasure of going to the Allstate's Home Improvement's new building out west. You know, they expanded out there, last year? They were on West Street and had this fairly tiny place. They got a great big place out west now, and they had what do we call a customer appreciation day.
Okay.
So you could go out and take a tour, and they had refreshments and all kinds of stuff out there. So I went out and just dropped in to see my friend Chris Keeter, and we've become pretty good friends since he started advertising with us and so forth. And he took me on a quick tour of the building. Pretty impressive. I also got to meet his wife, Kim. You know, they're on those TV commercials, their whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to meet Kim. She's a very nice person. So that's part of what I did over the weekend. I don't know what you've got, but is there anything you want to mention real quick before we go on? You were busy. I knew you were working.
Yeah, I went to Christmas in Riverside on Saturday afternoon.
What was that? Where is that at?
There's all different businesses in the Riverside area, and they have this big...
And I live there, and I didn't even know about it.
They have this big Christmas
hoodoo.
Yeah, before Thanksgiving.
People in, and yeah, see what they got.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. And then I did Shocker basketball Saturday night, home opener.
There you go.
20-point win over Montana State.
Good for them. Yeah, they're 2-0 now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up on 6:38, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
What about the Bitcoin?
Okay. Hey, I was going to make a comment. We don't hardly ever report on, but Bitcoin made an open chart gap to the upside this morning, trading the highest it's been ever. And right now it's at 5,725 points at 83,085.
Okay. You know what that means to me, don't you?
Probably nothing, right?
Absolutely nothing.
I don't have no Bitcoin either.
They're trading a commodity that doesn't exist. Something that doesn't exist. An idea, right? Okay, whatever.
See, I don't know. It's hard to explain. I cannot personally put it into words, Steve.
So there you go. Well, if I can't explain it, I ain't going to buy it, that's for sure. we've had some pretty good rain here in Wichita. In fact, we're now down only just a little under 5 inches for the year. We were up like 9 or 10 inches behind on our precipitation. So we've been getting some pretty good rain over here, and I'm hoping the reservoir is coming up. How you doing over there in Augusta? About the same?
We're just about the same. You know, October, there wasn't hardly any rain. November, we've had more than normal.
Right.
And
right.
It has really been very beneficial and very unusual.
Yeah. Doing some crops, I'm good, I hope, right?
Well, not only helping the wheat out, but it also hopefully, and I got some people, even with this much rain, said they have not seen this much improvement yet, but getting some runoff into ponds and, like you said earlier, reservoirs.
Right. All right, Tom, thank you, sir. And we will check with you again tomorrow morning, 6:41 now. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker, with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.